Seeing none, item 15, public hearing to amend Chapter 4 BAC 20-72010 pertaining to restrictions on oyster harvest. Mr. Button, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Commissioners and members of the board. So this is the public hearing there to amend Chapter 4 BAC 2720 pertaining to restrictions on oyster harvest. So this is to establish this season's oyster harvest measures and season there. So you may remember from the last commission meeting that there was a little bit of a decrease in last season's both public and private ground harvest. The last 2018-2019 season was lower than our five-year average there, but it's still higher than our 10-year average. It's still considerably more than it has been in the past. Here's another breakdown that sort of shows you that public versus private harvest. And you can see that in most years, both the public and private ground harvest track pretty well up and down together. They're largely dependent on the same factors, water quality, chief among them, and natural spat sets as well. Again, this is a breakdown of that even further. This is just for the 2017 year, and this gives you a breakdown of where Virginia oysters are coming from. So this 34% is from private ground, but that's traditional harvest, so harvest done with your tongs, dredges, scrapes, based primarily on shell planting, natural recruitment. This 24% represents caged aquaculture primarily, so if that's containerized, that's where that 24% comes from. And this 42% represents the oysters that are coming for the calendar year for the public fishery. So that sort of gives you just a snapshot of one calendar year, but generally it's been following those trends over the last several years. This percentage grown in caged culture has been increasing, but it's still not the majority of the oysters are still coming from traditional methods in Virginia. So this decrease that we've seen was predicted primarily related to the low salinity that we experienced last year. You may remember some of those slides that I showed in previous commission showing the levels of mortality that we'd seen in upriver areas. So there was some increased mortality, particularly in some of the deep water areas that impacted the harvest numbers last season. But primarily what we're looking at this season is that as well, so those areas haven't yet recovered from that, as well as the decrease in salinity sort of tends to stunt oyster growth. So instead of having in some of our rotation areas a full year to come up to size, many of that growth was slowed down this spring and is just starting to recover now. with that in mind, this is the spat sets again, what we're impacted primarily by that fresh water. So in 2016 was a good year for spat sets, so we're still going to be working on those oysters now. So those oysters that survived the mortality are still around, but their growth rate has been stunted now for almost two growing seasons, so they haven't quite got up to size. So that's something that we're going to be considering going forward. That video that I showed the last commission meeting for the public hearing that showed the shell planting going on, that's how we maintain the public fishery. So that's this on the bottom part of the graph. Those are the liters of shell that are actually on the bottom. And in a typical year, the more shell you have, that's literally more room for oyster spat to grow. So 2016 was sort of a pretty good year. Again, notice the scale. This is the number of small oysters per square meter throughout the entire bay. 2017 was an okay year, but again, this is 500, whereas on the last slide it was 900. So okay, but not as good as it was in 2016. But again, those 2016 oysters are just coming on to market size now. 2017 with a little bit of 2016 is what we'll be working on going forward, not just this season, but in future seasons. But 2018 was a year where we had that increased rainfall, record rainfall throughout much of the watershed. And this is the concern that both staff and SMAC have for this season and future seasons, is that really this season and maybe a little bit of next season, we're going to be working on decent spat sets. But in years to come, you know, this is what we're going to be looking at based on this spat set. It can recover relatively quickly. All that shell and the replenishment effort that the commission does allows for when conditions return to normal and we do get a good spat set, the fishery can recover relatively quickly. But you sort of, you do run that, that's not a sure thing every year. So with that in mind, staff has been working with SMAC to develop a more conservation-minded season than we've seen in some of the years past. Not drastic changes, but we anticipate sort of a similar season to last year. And some of the issues that we ran into last year were shifts in effort at various points in the season that may have a little bit of impact on the resource. So one of the things that we're trying to avoid with the season that we're establishing this year is preventing any sort of standalone areas during scrape season. So we saw some of that effort shift when the Rappahannock River last year was not as good as anticipated. Many of the harvesters left the James River. and you can see that the impact of that increased level of harvest generally isn't good, particularly with the hand scrape. These are pre and post oyster densities on portions of the James River. So this is Ballard's Marsh, White Shoal. So these are the scrape areas. You can see this is the number of spat prior to harvest, so on our fall survey. And this is the number of spat afterwards. And again, this is small oysters and market, small oysters and market. So you can see that that level of impact, I mean, just the numbers of oysters of all sizes, can decline pretty drastically there if that effort happens. So SMAC and staff has worked on a season that is well-balanced in both shifts to different gear types and other areas to sort of prevent this focused harvest effort in any one area throughout not just the James River, but all harvest areas scheduled to open this year. So I know this is a little bit of a busy slide, so I'll just put that up there briefly, and then I'm going to run through the changes compared to last year for the areas open this year. So the major changes for the 2018-19 season are going to be delaying the opening of hand scrape season in all areas to November 1st. For a number of years now, we've had an opening of October 1st. There had been issues with that when just one area, again, was open in the Rappahannock on October 1st. There were complaints of overcrowding as well as an impact to the resource. So we tried to have multiple areas opened up November or October 1st. But again, if one area isn't as good, that effort can still shift there. So because of that, and in lieu of the freshwater-related problems from last year, this season for hand scrape and dredges has been condensed down to 4 months from 5 months. So both SMAC and some of the harvesters I've talked to, a lot of the full-time oystermen were sort of the opinion that rather than getting short on oysters towards the end of the season, they'd rather push the start of the harvest season back to November when the oysters are going to be of a higher quality, the market's going to be better, and then in February when there's less opportunities in other fisheries, the oyster fishery will still be there for those working in it. another change from last year is some areas we've changed the gear type allowed for either a portion or all of the season, and then in Area 1 in the Rappahannock, we'd be opening that area up early in the rotation just for 1 month season with patent tongs. Normally this area is on a 3-year rotation for hand scrapes, and the intent with this is to allow a proper comparison between what the hand scrape would do to these areas versus what the patent tongs would do to these areas, as well as sort of spread the pressure that is normally in the hand scrape fishery to another gear type. So the theory behind this would be that some people who would normally be hand scraping, the way the season is outlined, would switch gear types entirely and leave the hand scrape fishery and focus on patent tong areas, alleviating some of the pressure in the hand scrape areas while transitioning to a gear that our surveys have shown is generally has less of an impact to the resource. So those are the major changes to the season proposed this year. Staff did receive one public comment by email this morning from a gentleman on the Eastern Shore there.
Thank you, Andrew.
But this was that season that I showed there was unanimously approved at the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee meeting last week. And staff does recommend adopting amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 2720-10, pertaining to restrictions on oyster harvest to establish the 2019-2020 areas of public harvest, public oyster harvest seasons and management measures. I'll go back to this. This is, again, the season that SMAC was in favor of and staff supports as well. And I'd be glad to take any questions.
Any questions of Mr. Button from members of the commission? I will tell you this. Andrew will tell you this as well. Every time I see him in the hallway, about every 3 weeks, I ask him about the oysters. This is something that's always on our mind as far as conservation and doing the right thing. So, and with SMAC being in unanimous, correct?
That's correct. There was one person who wasn't absent, but it was a pretty full meeting there as well.
Any questions? Do you have questions, Prince?
No, it's
okay.
Just a comment.
A comment? Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah, at SMAC, we had everybody was here except one person, as Andrew said.
Mr. Prince, by the way, is the chair, correct?
I think everybody at SMAC understands the situation with the oysters, and we need to look. We need to be a little conservative in our catch this year, and we worked with Andrew. There was a few little things there that was give and take, but SMAC was unanimous in that decision and very pleased with what he had come up with.
That is, again, a change in sometimes in the past when this place was full of folks that I don't think anybody agreed hardly with anybody. But anyway, Mr. Ballard, do you have a comment, sir?
I had a question regarding the email from Scott Weibel. Are there any changes occurring to the Eastern Shore seaside fishery?
No, there's the season is the same as it has been there before in terms of the hand harvest areas on the seaside. So there hasn't been any change for a number of years there to that.
Okay,
that
so there's no increased regulation. This is just a general comment.
That's correct.
Okay.
Further questions? Andrew, thank you. Anyone here in the public wish to be heard? This is a public hearing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Come forward. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You state your name for the record, please.
My name is Charles DeMarino. I'm from Eastern Shore. Primarily hand scrape during the winter, and come October. With hand scrape not being open for October, I can't go oystering on the seaside. That's not open. So that's done for me. I don't have a problem with October as long as it was same across the board for everybody. Pat and Tomers get to go, but not.
Because you don't have the year?
No, sir. And a lot of us from the Eastern Shore have stump rigs. It's a totally different.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're aware of that. Yep. So I usually start in the Rappahannock. So come November, I'll go to Rappahannock, and I worked on oyster grounds that have been previously open and beat down by Pat and Tongs for a month. And to add insult to injury, I have to work till noon. I can only work a couple hours. And then December, nothing new open, but, you know, we'll hang in there. But Pat and Tongs have a brand new area in October, or in November also. And the end of the year, I generally go to Tangier Sounds, Pocomoke Sounds, and that leaves Saxis. With the 12 o'clock in February, that won't be an option for me. I have a slow boat, and I have to run 13 miles in the weather. By the time I get there, I'm an hour late, and I will only be able to work 2 or 3 hours. So that takes it off the table for me, too. And I generally, like last year, I worked Pocomoke, left there, went to the Nansman River, which is the James River, but that will be open this year because, you know, the changes. And also, Pat and Tongs did another new area as you see in the Rappahannock Area 1. And, you know, I just think it's very discriminatory towards the hands grape. And I feel that if we're in that in bad shape of oysters, just shut it all down in October. You know, most of us were for it. If we get it on the other end, the oysters are fatter, better, more money. It just only makes sense. So.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anyone else wish to be heard? Yes, sir.
Hey there, I'm Kenneth Green. I've always worked at Rappahannock the month of October for the last 17, 18 years, and this is the first year that ain't nothing been open in October. I just don't know what the people are going to do, you know. Kind of looking forward to it being open.
That's it. I understand. Thank you, Mr. Green. Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
My name is Philip Carter. I'm from Whitestone, Virginia. I'm a commercial waterman. I'm a hand scraper. I have worked every year. I've worked hard. And to allow other years to go before us is not fair. One, what are we supposed to do for the month of October? A lot of us have families, homes, you know, vehicles, things that we have to support. And there's nothing there for us to do. I run a small boat. I don't have a large boat, so I can't run patent tongs. So to limit me months to work, and you look at that schedule, and you see hand tongers can work through the whole season. See, patent tongers can have a longer season than us. That's not fair. That's discrimination.
Well, can you obtain hand tongs?
Can I? Mm-hmm. Of course I can. But why do I need... I bought a specific gear for a specific reason, because that's what I'm good at.
Well, that's because things change as far as the oyster.
Well, things change. You took away patent tongs years ago.
Excuse me. Situations change as far as conservation are concerned. Mm-hmm. And that's what these measures are directed to, and that's conservation to ensure that the oysters are there for present and future generations. That's what this it's not as these
sticking 200 boats on a rock. My boat was one of the boats that got hit 2 years in a row. Sticking 200 boats on one rock is destroying what we have for our future. That's not fixing the problem.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to be heard? Public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Ballard.
I'm going to move to approve staff recommendation with the comment that we seem to have unanimous agreement from SMAC. A lot of these issues have been discussed at SMAC already, and that committee appears to be very united on their beliefs in it. I would like to see SMAC at some point consider ways that are regulation not by year type but by limit, because I do tend to agree that sometimes we regulate through a gear type rather than through what we're trying to do, which is just a number of oysters harvested. And you know, it's an imperfect world, and I think we've crafted the best way here, but I move to approve staff recommendation.
There's a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.